Thurston Moore mit Ceasefire auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Der Gitarrist, Autor und Künstler, der schon mit Sonic Youth die Grenzen des Instruments und des Rockgenres im Allgemeinen auslotete. Er spielt morgen im Rahmen des Alarm-Festivals im Radialsystem, auch um seine neue aktuelle Platte Rock'n'Roll Consciousness nochmal vorzustellen, die er mit neuer Band quasi und mit dem Adele-Produzenten Paul Epworth aufgenommen hat. Morgen Abend, eben dort, ebenfalls auf der Bühne, Kaspar Brötzmann, der, und das ist nur eine von vielen Parallelen zu Thurston, mit dem Kaspar-Brötzmann-Massaker auch schon in den 80ern ähnlich unkonventionell komponierte und arbeitete. Auch er hat neue Partners in Crime gefunden, mit denen es sich wunderbar improvisieren lässt. Und auch er hat es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir können also ausrufen, Gitarrenheldenstunde, Hefte raus auf Flux FM. Ich begrüße Thurston Moore und Kaspar-Brötzmann. Hello!
Hello!
Thurston war da. Danke. Hallo, Kaspar, wie geht's? Alles gut bei euch? Everything all right with you guys?
Yeah.
Nice. Could you come a bit closer to the mics?
Yeah.
It sounds much better.
Yeah, we played last night. We did a duo last night.
Oh, wow. Where did you do that?
Were you there?
No, I haven't.
Man,
been
you
there.
Missed it. It was pretty insane.
I didn't even know.
You didn't even know. Well, we recorded it, so maybe you can hear it on the CD when it comes out.
Cool. So I guess it was an improvised session that you've recorded. Did you guys?
It was improvised.
Yeah. Cool. Because I want to talk about improvisation as an interesting tool to make one listen to each other. That's a thing that doesn't happen anymore in societies, I think. So I think that society might learn something from musicians who know how to improvise. But that's
we would hope so.
Yeah, that's going to be our topic later on. I just told people that there's parallels when one's looking at your biographies and your way to compose and treat the instrument, maybe. And you played a show yesterday night. You kind of like forced us or told us that you only want to come if you could bring Kaspar with you.
Yeah.
So there's a relationship between you guys. When did that happen? When did you meet each other? When did you... In the 80s?
90s.
In Metropole, one of the first shows we played together. We were a support act from Sonic Youth.
Ah, that's not...
It was like late
Massacre,
80s.
Oder wie?
Could be, yeah.
Late 80s. It was before Massacre. It was.
Ah, okay.
Were you called Massacre?
I think Massacre was at 86.
Later. Massacre is 86. So, I remember playing Sonic Youth gig in Berlin, and
this was Massacre.
Was Massacre.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first times you played, because I remember everybody talking about it.
Because I imagine that you guys have kind of like met each other for the first time, and you must have been impressed by the way the other guy is playing the guitar, is treating the instrument, because there are parallels in there, but there's still differences. Do you remember, like, looking at the support band, like, what is he doing?
Well, everybody was curious about Kaspar, but I think at the time, I remember that gig, and a lot of people from OnStars and the Neubauten were there.
MDC and Neubauten, and your show in Esplanade.
Yeah.
You remember?
That's right, yeah.
It was a great show anyway. It was just kind of Berlin at these times.
Yeah.
Sonic Youth and Nick Cave. Einschulze Neubauten.
It didn't seem unusual. It just seemed like everybody was kind of sharing this idea of new language and guitars.
Yeah.
And not just guitars, but just drums and vocals and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, so it was a band like Sonic Youth or a band like Neubauten, we just had these different ideas. But it was all about liberation and experimentation.
Yeah.
And so to see somebody like Kaspar come on and do something new, it just felt like, oh, it's expanding. The language is expanding. That was great to hear.
Yeah. And then there were parallels between Sonic Youth and the Massacre, maybe, but at the same time, there were differences as well, because although you approached the guitar in a very unique and new way, Massacre kind of like approached the idea of a song in a new way, or they didn't even want to have something to do with the idea of a song in comparison to Sonic Youth, at least, I think. So
I know. I mean, that's I didn't
play
really
all the time songs.
I mean, I thought of Massacre as more expansive song structures.
Yeah,
where time is more stretched out.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Sonic Youth was probably more interested in concision,
but it was closer to the classical song structure than Massacre, maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we were more coming out of like 1970s kind of primal punk rock ideas, more than say a band like Massacre.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I thought Massacre was just like really heavy, and I remember Massacre coming and playing at CBGB in New York City, or that was I remember everybody went to that show.
Yeah.
And there was nothing really like that in New York. I mean, some people look at bands like Swans or even bands like Melvins on the West Coast, remember. But it was Massacre was quite unique. Something extremely German about it. So you could depend on that. You get a really nice, good taste of German sound.
Yeah, it was kind of a radical approach. And I think in the 80s, there were many German musicians who tried that radical approach. Neubauten have had a similar philosophy, maybe, I think. Kaspar, ich habe jetzt gerade erst rausgefunden, oder vor wenigen Augenblicken erst rausgefunden, dass das morgen erst die dritte Show sein wird mit Massimo Pupillo und Alexandra Babel. Amsterdam habt ihr schon gespielt und einmal Berlin. Mhm. Und morgen jetzt zum dritten Mal zusammen. Ja. Das Ganze basiert ja auf dieser Candy Bomber Session, also eine improvisierte Session, die ihr aber auch aufgenommen habt. Da fragt sich natürlich der Laie, wenn diese Basis existiert, ja, eine aufgenommene Improvisation, wie verarbeitet man die dann weiter auf so einem Konzert? Wird das überhaupt noch rangenommen, das Material, das ihr da quasi aufgenommen habt, als Basis? Oder sagt man, wir improvisieren auch auf der Bühne, kann sein, dass wir woanders rauskommen?
Na, das Improvisieren hat damit zu tun mit der gewissen Magie, dass man sich versteht, der Chemie. Mhm. Und die funktioniert mit Massimo und Alexandre. Wunderbar. Mhm. Also wir waren ja, wir haben kein einziges Wort gesprochen. Mhm. Ich kannte die beiden auch nicht. Wir sind rein ins Studio aufgenommen und die Platte ist dabei rausgekommen. Und das war eine ziemlich gute Zeit. Und morgen machen wir einfach weiter. Das ist in dem Sinne, macht es keinen Unterschied, ob es jetzt live ist oder im Studio.
Ja.
Wird spannend. Ne? Aber das sind zwei wunderbare Musiker.
Ja. Und jetzt hast du gerade gesagt, ihr habt überhaupt nicht miteinander gesprochen. Das heißt, es gab jetzt,
Bei den Aufnahmen.
Ja, ich weiß, bei Thurston, I read an interview with you where you said, it's good for me if we start with the title. Like, I had the Rock and Roll Consciousness title first and then all the songs came up in my head. And I thought maybe Kaspar, if he improvises with other musicians, he's going to give them like a topic and then you'll start improvising. But not even that happened. You didn't talk. You just like, wee, I'll go, just
plug
wee.
In, and soundcheck, plug in, and the recording machine was running.
Nice.
For 3 days.
We played once before in London, 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we do the same. We're not talking about music and just play.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It's sort of, you sort of depend on your sense of losing your ego.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's really important. Yeah. And to just...
Just listen.
Yeah.
Let's just listen and just sort of and have a lot of trust in your own ability and not try to. It's not like jazz where it's a cutting contest where you're kind of, you know, chasing each other. It's more about creating a unified idea of
and that's of expression. That's what I thought when I was preparing for the interview. I think
it's
improvisation.
The same like if you would paint a picture together.
Yeah.
That we did.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what we all the time are doing in these.
Yeah, there's a musical palette too, right? Yeah. No, but I was thinking when I was preparing for the interview that the art of listening to each other is kind of a lost art, right? Mm. But in improvisation, it's essential. You can't improvise with somebody else without listening to each other very closely and without reacting to each other. So is there something like a political aspect to improvising with other people? Could society, I mean, that's a bit too much.
It's only political where it becomes something that's decidedly non-hierarchical.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, it's more like utopia than it is anything mm-hmm. else. I mean, music and art is always the most successful expression of anybody's political ideal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what kind of records does Donald Trump listen to?
That's a good question, though.
I'd be curious to see his record collection. I mean, what kind of records does Angela listen to, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to see her record collection.
I don't even know.
Hot chocolate?
The thing is... I
don't know.
Man. Yeah, but the thing
we
is...
We all love hot chocolate.
That's true.
But does Donald Trump doesn't even know hot chocolate because he's such a... Well,
yeah, yeah, we know what you wanted to say.
A strange person.
Strange person. That's
maybe
nice.
He's into like hardcore industrial noise music.
Yeah, but that's the other question, right? It's always the question if music can kind of like change the world, and then some people say, yeah, your song might reach people who are thinking differently, and it might change their minds. But so often it's like
it helps the world. I don't know if it can change the world. I know it can help the world. Mm. I know it can influence the world. I can inform the world. But I think it's really holistic. You know, I think it has a lot of properties of healing, and that kind of expression is necessary.
Yeah.
But without it, it does just become noise. You know, or it just becomes data or information.
Mm.
You know.
When I was talking to the Dead Press, that's been 3 years ago or something, the Dead Presidents, you know, the hip-hop crew from the States, they were telling me that they see themselves as artivists. They combine being an artist and being an activist to being an artivist, and they said that's super important for them and their career to always combine those two. Yeah. And you just said in an interview that it's important to kind of like not hold back your political opinion in days like these. So what do you think about being an artivist or having to be a political person?
I think it's important to engage with the world, the contemporary world. I don't think there's rules that any artist has to abide by, you know, in order to be part of some kind of, program of, you know, being political. You know, I think you can be intellectually activist, you know. You don't have to be out in the streets raising your voice, or you don't have to be angrily knocking down walls. You can also be like a Buddhist monk, where you're praying in peace. You know, I think all these things have energy, and I think energy comes from everybody personally. So I don't think there's any real rule book on this.
Yeah,
but to be conscious and engaged in contemporary society is somewhat of part of being an artist. And, you know, I mean, it's like, I think there's a lot of people who make music or paint or write poetry who aren't thinking in any way politically. Maybe they're thinking about nature. Maybe they're just thinking about their relationships with other people. But it's still, the practice of it is where you're actually sharing, you're kind of giving, and that's the opposite of politicians who are always sort of taking.
maybe that's a good way to look at it. And then when one's talking about energy, one can see that music does something, at least with the people who are coming to your shows, with the people who are listening to your records and so on and so forth. Kaspar, du hast jetzt gerade oder dieses Jahr eine Musik veröffentlicht zusammen mit T-Raumschmiere, die du selbst noch gar nicht gehört hast. Das finde ich total spannend. Wie kann das denn sein?
Na, Marco wollte es unbedingt rausbringen und das hat er gemacht und ich hatte gerade was anderes zu tun und dann hat das... Ich habe die Platte noch nicht gehört.
Wie geil ist das?
Aber das kannst du mir ja jetzt vorspielen. Ja,
das ist wirklich eine Weltpremiere auf Lux FM, dass ein Künstler hier zu sitzen
hat. Ja, Marco, ich grüße dich
mal. Der die Musik noch nicht hört. Nicht hörst. Von mir auch. Ach, der Marco, der hört schon hin und wieder mal rein, der Herr Haas. Kaspar Brötzmann und Tee Raumschmiere mit Papier.
Kaspar Brötzmann for President.
Yes, awesome about the motherfucker. Kaspar Brötzmann und Tee Raumschmiere. Mit dem Sommerhit 2017 behaupte ich an dieser Stelle einfach mal. Papier, haben wir gehört. Wahnsinnig gut. Ich wollte ja eigentlich mit dir darüber sprechen, wie das so war und wie inspirierend das war, mit T-Raumschmiere zusammenzuarbeiten. Aber scheinbar habt ihr euch ja nur kurz getroffen oder Files zugeschickt am Ende sogar. Oder wie lief die Session ab mit Marco?
Ach, einfach bei ihm im Studio halt.
Mhm.
Und dann hat es eine Weile gebraucht und er hat seine Sachen gemacht und ich habe meine Sachen gemacht. Das ist... brauchst du eigentlich nur Geduld haben, mehr braucht man nicht. Ja, die Geschichte ist nicht zu Ende.
Ja.
Also, abwarten.
Ja, aber also ich finde, das
ist... We take our time.
Ich kenn Marco ja ein ganz bisschen und dich jetzt nur seit 10 Minuten. Aber ich kann mir vorstellen, dass das ganz gut funktionieren könnte, auch nochmal für eine weitere Zusammenarbeit. Fandst du es spannend genug dafür?
Das war nur der Anfang.
Ah, okay, cool.
Das war nur der Anfang, das war klar.
Sehr schön, da bin ich gespannt. Kaspar Breitzmann und T. Raumschmiere werden unter Umständen also noch mehr Material gemeinsam veröffentlichen. Es gibt drei Stücke, die schon raus sind, und zwar die Stücke Stein, Schere, Papier. Macht irgendwie auch Sinn. So you guys are gonna present your music tomorrow, Rock'n'Roll Consciousness.
It's, my Rock'n'Roll Consciousness band will be playing tomorrow.
Nice.
As will Casper's Massacre Trio.
I think you're gonna open up the evening at around 8.
Yes.
And you're gonna play late. Right. But are you guys, do you have plans to join each other on stage tomorrow?
No, we haven't talked about that. We did that last night to such an extent.
And that was enough.
No.
Enough of
Casper. Well, no, it's not enough, but I think tomorrow we can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's going to be cool. I mean, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I've played the festival before.
Oh yeah,
and,
sure.
I played a duo with Mats Gustafsson there.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Alarm Festival is great. It's the programming is always really astounding. So I was really happy to do it this year. And it was really great that Casper was going to play. And there's some musicians from New York who I've dealt with for many, many years who are all here in Berlin playing as part of a large ensemble tonight, which I'm really looking forward to. People like Samara Lobelski and Chris Corsano and Ryan Sawyer. And then tomorrow's Joe McPhee, who I just was hanging out with in New York last week.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful player. He's playing with Aki Young Lee. Aki Young Lee is a wonderful cellist. sorry, it was a late night last night.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you should have been there, man. It was totally heavy.
You think that would be something
doing?
For me?
What exactly were you doing?
I was at home, actually.
Watching Game of Thrones.
No, but some other TV shit. Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
TV shit?
Yeah.
Sonic Youth had a record called TV Shit.
See? The circles. It's all circles. So, wie sieht's denn aus mit noch weiteren Candy Bomber Sessions? Weil du hast ja vorhin schon gesagt, der Vibe zwischen euch dreien ist gerade gut und das ist ja wichtig fürs Improvisieren, dass da quasi so ein gemeinsames musikalisches Vokabular vorhanden ist und so. Da wollt ihr nochmal?
Nee, die ist nur die erste Hälfte, die gerade rauskommt.
Mhm.
Und die zweite Hälfte kommt im Juli.
Da geht's dann aber nur noch darum, die Bänder nochmal durchzuhören und zu sortieren.
Ja, genau. Was wir inzwischen halt machen, weiß ich gar nicht.
Warum? Warum auch?
Das wird sich ergeben. Der eine ist manchmal in Peru, der andere in der Schweiz. Also es ist sehr weit verstreut.
Ja. Und sonst, was gibt's sonst? What's up next with you guys anyhow? Because I've read about a book that you're about to put out. How far?
I do book publishing with my girlfriend Eva, and it's called Ecstatic Peace Library. We've been doing it for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we published three books. One was a book that was pretty much all the lyrics that I've written since the beginning of Sonic Youth until recently, with some selected poetry. And the book is called Stereo Sanctity, which is it's the title of a Sonic Youth lyric. And then we did a book that was a memoir by Necro Butcher, the one of the founding members of Mayhem, one of the pioneering Norwegian black metal group.
Wow.
It's a pictorial history of the band's early years, and it kind of demythologizes the sensationalist history that they have. And that book's called Dead's Archive. And then we did a book that was a compendium of every issue of a fanzine that was published in the 70s into the early 80s in London called Musics, which was a communal newspaper of sorts that was all about the dialogue between improvisers, mostly British improvisers like Evan Parker and Derek Bailey and Steve Beresford and David Toop.
So like a scientific approach. A
feminist
kind of
improvising group. And it was a place for people to talk about music and free improvisation and talk about music from different areas of the world that aren't necessarily talked about in the rock and roll media. Especially in the 70s at the time, where it was all about David Bowie or Led Zeppelin or even punk rock. This was a magazine that was about experimental music when there wasn't many, there wasn't much public dialogue about it, I guess. And so we found out about this magazine because it has disappeared from the culture, and we found all 32 issues, and we made a huge coffee table book out of this music's book.
Yes.
So we did these three projects last year, and so that's something that we've been focused on is publishing. But I've always been into making books.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it'd be nice to do a Casper Brotzmann poetry book.
Yeah.
Now that I'm here with you, I'd like to ask you to do one.
The Poetry of Noise with Casper Brotzmann.
You probably, I would imagine you do write. I know it's private, so maybe when you feel it's
but time, it's interesting.
When you feel it's time to unleash this,
I bet it might kind of like shimmer into the music. Yeah. I think the stuff that you write privately, there's bits and pieces in the music that only you know.
We would
about.
Be happy to publish you, Casper.
Yeah. See, I've just done a deal in my live show. This book publishing deal for Casper Brotzmann.
Do you play drums?
Just a little bit, yeah.
I can tell sometimes what a drummer is.
I'm not a drummer, though.
Oh, you're not a drummer?
No. I play drums a little bit, but I would not consider myself a drummer.
I don't consider myself a guitar player either.
Kaspar, was gibt's bei dir? Wir haben es ja schon eigentlich gesagt, es wird noch mehr Aufnahmen aus diesen Candy Bomber Sessions geben. Du wirst auch nochmal mit der Raumschmierer was machen, weil es Spaß gemacht hat.
Genau.
Und sonst gibt es schon Pläne für die nächsten Tage, Wochen, von denen wir wissen müssen?
Nö, gibt's auch nicht.
Nö, ist nice. Dann möchte ich an dieser Stelle einfach mal dazu auffordern, das Alarme-Festival zu besuchen. Das läuft ja heute auch schon mit vielen, vielen interessanten Gästen, Künstlern und Musikern und Musikerinnen. Wer da noch Infos braucht, bevor er sich auf den Weg ins Radialsystem macht, der geht einfach auf alarmefestival.de. Alarme, so geschrieben wie die Mehrzahl vom Alarm. Es handelt sich aber natürlich eigentlich um französische Sprache. Alarmefestival.de. Alarm. Geht da einfach mal vorbei und guckt euch an, was heute noch so passiert. Und dann morgen wird die große Show von Casper Brotzmann stattfinden, gleich zu Beginn des morgigen Abends. Und dann spielt um 11 Thurston Moore mit Steve Shelley und den anderen Verrückten die Rock'n'Roll Consciousness-Platte nochmal runter. Und für den morgigen Abend habe ich sogar Tickets, die ich verlosen darf, unter der 030-2000-9000. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet 030-2000-9000. Wenn ihr jetzt rangeht, geht mein Kollege Torben Lehning für euch ans Telefon und schreibt euch auf die Liste. 030-2000-9000, dies ist die Nummer zum Glück. Viel Spaß beim Alarme-Festival, das übrigens heute auch schon läuft. Wer noch mehr Infos braucht, geht auf fluxfm.de oder auf alarmefestival.de. Und hier nochmal ein Thurston Moore Song, Turn on Rock'n'Roll Consciousness. Thank you guys. Vielen Dank für euren Besuch. I'll see you next year.
Thank you. Yeah, next year.
Yeah, I think so.
How about tonight?
I'll see you tonight, right? Bye.